I want to make sure I catch you. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, this is an interview with Edward Brazy on March 25th, 1987. And we're going to be discussing Mount Riga and Factory Street or Washington Street and the history of those two areas. Eddie, when were you born?
1913.
Were you born up on the mountain or down?
Down, the little red house is down the corner.
At the corner of...
the John Bull Dam?
Yeah. The one that sort of overhangs the...
Brook.
The brook.
Across the road from that, there's a house in there.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, okay. Now, stop for a second. I just want to make sure... Okay, continuing. And you've basically then lived in this area all your life.
Oh, yeah.
What was your... I always sort of associate you with Mount Riga. Was that... Did you just mainly work up there? Or?
Yeah, I worked up there a lot. I've just been married off and on last 50 years up there, anyway.
50 years up in Mount Riga.
I've had more than that, really.
was that a good part with Frank McCabe? Corporation? Or what?
Well, 45 years of that was Frank.
As I recall, he bought the land and right after the war, didn't he?
Oh, up on the mountain?
Well, this land. Yeah, he bought it from Mount Riga.
Spaulding and Anrode bought it first. He was still in the service. Frank was over across. And then he came back and he got in it.
And then he started changing things.
Yeah.
Making his way, huh? okay. There's several things of interest. One is, I suppose, we could work up the street of houses and referring to some of these pictures. And I've got maps to refer to as well. And the second, I'm particularly interested in up farther beyond the Ericsons. Did you know William Clark?
No, I did not know. I didn't know. I don't know. It was Bill and Bill Hen. Hen Clark and Bill Clark.
I see. And they farmed up.
Well, the one had the Ericsons farm, and the other had the.
Henry. That's right. Henry Clark. Yeah. One, Henry had the Ericsons farm, and William had past Elsie's house.
Of course, they went way across the mountain road, too.
Oh, they did.
They had a big piece of property up there.
It went way down the hill to the mountain road?
Went down across the brook there, where the old bridge goes down there below.
Yeah.
There used to be a bridge where they went across, and went across up in the, across the road, and up in the lot there. They went up nearly that old pine ledge up. You see that ledge up there? Your road, there's a ledge across the mountain over there.
You can see it further up the road.
There's no house on the Clark lots.
Were they wood lots up there?
Well, there's cleared land.
No kidding, on the other side?
Yeah, big cleared lots over there.
Was it just mainly pasture, though, huh?
Well, imagine it's hay lots.
No kidding. So that was, it must have been gentle enough slope then.
There's too bad a slope over there. There's too bad a lot over there.
That's surprising. Did your father live here as well?
Nearly always. He's born in Hammertown.
Oh, I see.
Big town up there.
Was he associated with the...
Well, he was in the grist mill for all his life.
Oh, your father worked at the grist mill?
Yeah.
So you really have known that ever since you were a little boy, then?
Yeah.
And that was in operation until when?
Yeah, I just remember the flour, so probably 65 years ago. My father's 6, 7, something like that. I can just remember them making flour there.
So you think they stopped making flour around?
Yeah, about 65 years ago.
Which would mean roughly what, 1920 or
something like that.
Huh. Yeah. Then it was just they weren't doing any. They didn't do anything there after 1920.
Oh yeah, so you know, ground grain and stuff like that. Feed and stuff like that.
Oh, feed. Horse feed, but not for flour.
No, not for flour.
I see.
They got rid of their big stone. It all ground those stones. You know. Yes. Has a little fix,
yeah, and you dress up the stones.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact, there's still some tools.
There's some down there, is it?
The Kestenbeek still has some tools. A hammer, some different kind of little
hammer.
There's no
hammer there. Yeah.
Go down through the notches. Along.
They got a little crease about that far apart. Then if you have to go too close together, about one turn here, all that work is done.
What, they break, it would break out the stone?
They smooth right over. Smooth right over.
Oh, I see.
Because I give just about set the shoulder.
Huh.
And it had a long thing. I said from here out to my car out there, well, octagon shaped with a fine, I don't know what kind of pot it was.
That was a filter? Hallway,
it was bent, far, not first, and the Midlands. Far Midlands, four or five different names and stuff about. The brand was the last thing.
Did that, it sort of sorted it?
It sorted out.
By weight? And
no, it took it, went down the things, and then things got bigger, they got down through, the pot got coarser.
Oh, I see, it got coarser, and so it would go out.
It would go out, it would go out.
Drop down, yeah. I see. You know, matter of fact, they still have some of the, I was in there.
I haven't been in there since they fixed it over.
Well, I was in there for the first time last spring.
I did. I like to see it sometimes.
Yeah. Well, you ought to ask them. They're very nice. And the day I went and took these pictures, they invited me in and showed me. I didn't go downstairs, down underneath.
Yeah.
But they're still.
Yeah.
You know, they did very little.
Right about in here, someplace, there's a trap door. That's used to bring the grain up in the wagons, and they had a grain chute. They went down in there, there's a big bend down at the bottom there was, and there's an elevator brought upstairs and the bends up there.
I see. Is this a hoist, that little overhang?
That's a little hoist there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a neat building. I've seen some other other ones to see how they work. Did they have wooden gears?
The wooden gears and thing. I just want to say about that. Once in a while they dry out, they fly back. You know, that was.
Now they have a turbine in the back, or did they have a water wheel?
A turbine.
Turbine. Yeah. So there must have been a water wheel at one time.
Well, it probably was originally.
Yeah.
I remember when they put the new one in, a new tube down through there. They had
down from the dam.
Yeah.
You can still see the hole of
the
concrete there.
I used to have to get on and clean that out every once in a while. I never thought much of that.
That was the first mill, I think, in town of almost of any kind. It was developed in the 1730s or
something like
thereabout. I think
the deck's down there. I think that was a water wheel. I think I'm sure, but I think that's an overshot water wheel.
Where?
In the deck, down to the deck where they had the cider mill.
Oh, at the cider mill. Now, just since the people who listen to this tape can't see these pictures, we have to make clear what that is. The cider mill is a white house set down below the road that has, and there's a bridge across the brook that goes over to a barn across the way. And that was all part of the cider mill?
That was all. Oh, well, this here, they had the horses and things over here.
That was the Dexter cider mill?
Yeah.
And when was that last in operation?
Oh, yeah, well, before I was born, father worked there when he was a young guy.
His father worked there, huh.
Helped him. But yes, he was just probably 17, 18 when he worked there.
Huh. That looks like quite an old house. I may be mistaken, but it's...
That's the original building, I guess, for the,
really?
The cider mill. The cider mill was underneath it.
Oh, in the house or in this building over?
This is here.
I see. And the house is, that's set back.
Yeah, that's set back off. Well, here it is, here again.
Yeah. And these other houses down here.
And this would belong to them.
The little red house, this would be just uphill of it.
Yeah, just uphill of it.
That belonged to the cider mill, huh?
Yeah.
And the other houses, were they mainly associated with the knife factory?
I think so.
Now, what do you remember about those factory buildings when you were a kid? Were they the knife factory or were they something else?
The knife factory started here.
Started where?
Down here, bro. Just around the corner.
Oh, is that the brick foundations there now?
Yeah, there's a big building there. Used to be a big brick building there.
That's just below Babs McLean's
house? Yeah.
And the pond provided power for that building?
Yeah, that there.
That was for the knife factory. Okay, and then later on it expanded, I guess.
Oh, it burnt out.
Oh, I see. When did it burn? Were you a little boy?
14. It's about 14 years. Probably 60 years ago. Roughly 60.
So that burned, say, roughly 1925 or so.
Yeah, about that. About 60 years ago. I probably 12. Give or take a few. 3 or 4 years on that.
And they had have a turbine somewhere? They took power
there,
off
too,
that
yeah.
dam.
There.
Okay, so far we've mentioned the
cider
mill, the knife factory. What was the name of the knife factory back then?
Cutley Handel.
It was that same. The knife factory and the grist mill. What else? What other businesses?
The bicycle shop. That was all.
The bicycle shop, is that now where the Stokers?
Yeah, where the Stokers.
There were other buildings there, weren't there?
Yeah, there was more buildings on there, yeah. Up across the dam,
okay.
There was a big barn there. And was that? And then this company here, after it burned out, they moved on there.
I see. Now, the bicycle shop, what did they make? Did they make bicycles?
They make bicycles,
just
parts? My mother used to, she would rather not walk down there to work. Walk down the middle road.
Huh.
Go to work in the morning.
And then come over from Selick Hill.
Yeah, from Selick Hill down that way. She lived down in the...
Was that all, the opposite hillside over there towards Selick Hill, was that all open at one time?
At one time, yeah, I remember. Then Jim Selick owned it up there. He had a farm up there. Well, there's two farms up there. There's another farm up further.
And that I've seen in the garage... just near where Selick Hill Road is, or the little red barn, I guess it is. That there's the remains of a turbine down.
Yeah, up in there, just a little ways.
So that was that's a fourth one that was water powered. Do you know any other ones?
No.
In your
there must have been one up there, but I don't know.
You mean beyond where Raga Lane goes across?
There's a pond up. Used to be a farm up there. Somebody said that was a tannery.
We can check these maps somewhere. I had a. Activities. I got too many things here to look at, I guess. But here's one old map. But I think the other one had a little more detail. This one says this is the Beers Atlas 1874. Let's stop for a second. I just want to check. Okay, we're picking up with the Beers Atlas of 1874 and showing Washington Street. And you say the Whitbeck, H. Whitbeck, which is right above where Selick Hill Road goes off, was, what do you think that was? let's stop this for a second. Okay, we're resuming with the Beer's Atlas of 1874. So who was this H. Whitbeck then?
I thought it was Ben's ancestor.
I see. See the crust of...
Well, that'd be about down where Janet Swing is, isn't it?
Yeah. And what do you remember that Janet Swing house being before?
Whitbeck, you know.
That was always a house, a residence?
Yeah, their residence.
And then all the buildings just below it, were they always the night candle factory? Or
well, yeah, that one,
the,
was like when they moved from here down, then they took that over.
I see, that's the when they, Salisbury Artisans.
Yeah, well, Salisbury Cutley Handle Company then.
Yeah.
And before
so that was when you were, that was after 1925 or whatever,
yeah,
the other
yeah.
place burned down. Okay. Yes, I got a list here of the names of the present owners of the houses. Now, all of these houses that were along here.
These are all tenant houses.
Tenant houses for the knife panel factory.
One, two. Now there where Bill Watson was, he was the boss of the...
What, that's the White House?
The White House.
The Babs
was. Bill Jones was over here. And there's another one in between there, out in the front of my mailbox there.
It was there, but that's not there.
Out there, that's burnt down. And there's Gritty, and Paul is, Henshaw Ark, and there's one beyond Henshaw Ark. One across the road from Paul's. That burnt down.
So they were all tenant houses.
And then there was up here where Casey is, that's it. Used to be a company house. And the red one up on top of the hill up there, that was a company house. Up where Sedan was.
I see. That's interesting. It must have been quite a big operation.
Yeah, there's quite an operation down here one night. They just cut that redwood with a cross cut.
Water powered?
No,
hand cross cut. Oh boy.
You take one of the big redwood logs about that big around it. Takes a day and a half to cut it too.
Surprised with all the water power they have
yeah,
here.
Yeah, they had that. Get them so they could use, handle them.
I see. Huh.
And then finally they got one of the...
Electric, or a circular saw.
Yeah.
So those are... During the 20th century then, there was the bicycle shop, the grist mill...
Well, the bicycle shop had gone out by then.
Oh, it had. When did the bicycle shop...
I'd say the early 1900s. Then they had a...
Were they the big high-wheel bicycles they were making, or was it another...
I don't know. I
don't remember. You were too little.
Yeah, too little. And then they had a sawmill in there afterwards. They had barrel stays and stuff like that.
Oh, a sawmill, that's where, at the Stoker's place.
Yeah.
What, in one of the other buildings along there?
Well, they had a big long building from the pond all the way down through to the... right out there to Silly Hill Road.
Didn't the road run up between those buildings and...
No, run alongside of them. Oh, between Stoker's.
Between Stoker's house
and
the creek.
Yeah.
Now it runs behind Stoker's house up the hill.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But it was down right alongside
the... It ran up along the pond and came out up by that new house up there, for that one above there.
That's the red and gray one?
I think so.
Is that a new one?
No, that's an old house. I mean, they remodeled it.
I see.
Just above the pond there.
And there was nothing below Selick Hill?
No. I think I don't know. Well, Ed Williams used to live there.
Ed who?
Ed Williams. He ran the livery there.
Oh, was that in the green barn behind the... Seems to me I saw a picture.
The whole place there was his.
What, including the big house?
Oh, yeah, the big house, everything. Because Don Warner, when he got it,
he moved it.
He built on a lot, I'm sure.
And they moved it back, too, didn't they?
Somebody said they did. I don't know. They did.
I've seen... I talked to Don Warner about that, and he said they did. And I've been in the basement, and it's it obviously is a modern basement. So they, I've seen pictures of it right up on the right up on the
side of the road.
Side of the road. Yeah. Okay. So if we start at the bottom, what do you remember about that old house down there, the big house on the corner?
Warner's? Not too much about that, basically.
You remember it when the Warners had it then?
Yeah,
not before that.
Well, I remember when Ed Williams had it, but I was small and paid much attention to anything like that.
Was it used as an inn at that time? Or was it just a house?
I couldn't tell you what it was about. I remember he used to take people up on the mountain for the livery. He had to run a livery there.
That's in the Green Barn, mainly, I think.
Well, he's in the big place.
No, but the livery.
Yeah, well, the livery, the horses kept up there. Yeah, the horses kept up there.
Were there any buildings on the other side of the road opposite that?
No.
Was that just field up, say, behind the cemetery?
Yeah, up to there.
Okay, so we come up the hill to Selick Hill Road, and then we begin to hit all the buildings related to the cutlery handle. Now, according to this map,
that one house doesn't show up in there, does it?
These houses are pretty old. The tenant houses then look like they were all there. They were even before. If this was the Washington Manufacturing,
there's Joe's shop there, does it?
Do you recognize the name Hollister?
The Hollister, yeah, that was a... But I thought it was up on the Story Hill Road more.
Well, it's up past, at least this is C. Hollister's up past the, N.L. Dexter, there's Dexter. Would that be, Dexter, that would probably be the, would that be the cider mill?
Yeah, that would be the cider mill.
N.L. Dexter, okay. And then past that was C. Hollister.
Well, that must have been a little red house then, wasn't it? There's also a Grismore on there, isn't it?
Was the gristmill ever in the hands of?
It might have been in Hollister. Maybe Hollister might have had that way back.
Well, no. Dexter. Did Dexter ever own the gristmill?
No, I don't think so.
That was always called the Selick Mill, wasn't it?
Well, there was only somebody before that.
Okay.
I don't know what their name
was. It looks like this must be, that's Upper Cobble Road. So right below that, opposite that shows Dexter. And then it says GM. I bet that means gristmill.
That's probably what that is.
And then across from that, in what you call the Dexter house, looks like it might be Clark. This is M.E. Clark. Okay.
Thank you.
Alrighty, so you remember four. So even in the 20th century, there were four factories,
one kind
or another along. Going further up toward Mount Riga, what was there up there?
There's just that one thing up there. That was. You said there's a mill someplace up here?
Well, yeah, on another map I have, which I guess I didn't bring with me, it shows a woolen mill. I think it's up. It's up in here somewhere, just north of the where Clark Hill Road cuts off. So you basically you don't remember any of the activity
those dams were all washed out. And
what about the big dam that's just below the lake? I guess it's right here.
Yeah. I think they all went out about the same time.
Actually, one of the big hurricanes?
Yeah, it was a big freshet, they call it, or something.
Was that when you were a little boy, or wasn't a 38 hurricane or something before that?
Oh, no, it was long before that. It was way back. The father, I can just remember that, I guess.
So around the turn of the century sometime then. And the furnace... There was nothing up there in operation when you were a kid?
No.
What was it? People just mainly farming up there?
There was only just a farmer up there then.
Just one?
Well, there's two. George Ostrander, he lived up there.
What, and up near the top?
He lived up, you know, where they have the public beach up there?
Yeah.
Oh, he lived there.
Yeah, right.
And then the fellow lived over what they call a farmhouse, over across where Frank's place is up there.
Is, you mean the Iron Master, the one they call the Iron Master's house?
No, it'd be up to...
On the other side of the road.
Yeah, up on the other side of the road.
Okay, but what about the big house? That, I think they call it the Iron Master's house.
Yeah,
were you living in that?
That was...
It was abandoned?
Abandoned.
When you were a boy, that was no one living in
there.
Yeah. So what,
there were... Griggs was there when I was a boy.
There were a lot of buildings up there that were abandoned.
It was all abandoned.
Just empty houses, haunted houses for the kids to play in. I did that when I was a kid. It was great fun. You must have done it too then.
We didn't go into houses because they lived more or less hazardous summer camps, I thought.
They were even used.
They were used summer camps
at that time. Okay. And what was the land up there like? Was it still cleared? Do you recall, or was it coming back?
It was going back. Every year it went back. Some of those plots went back. And
but it wasn't forest yet.
No.
It was sort of mixed fields and cedars and all the brush coming in.
When I went up, well, we went up 37, 38, you know, so I moved up 37. But it means
you moved up where?
Up on the mountain.
You moved up onto the mountain in 1937?
Yeah.
And where did you live up there then?
What they call the farmhouse over there, Foster Franks.
I see.
It's colleges, can't know.
And you took care of the place for the summer?
Cut the wood out, cut the ice.
Oh, I see. Because at that time they were still using ice for refrigeration.
Ice, yeah.
So was there an ice house up there that put it in for the store for the summer?
Each one of them had their own ice house.
I see.
Nine or ten ice houses?
Huh. Did they bring ice downtown from up there?
Well, I guess one or two winters they did. They didn't freeze up down here, so they come up there and got some.
How were the winters in comparison to now?
I think they're a little rougher. Until we had some nice winters, though. The first winter we was up there, we didn't have no trouble at all. I go to Mount Washington, Bear Mountain, cut wood, got it all winter long.
How did you get around? Did you use vehicles, motor vehicles?
When it flood. It was very often.
Well, what else? Now, what were you using? Horses?
I had one big horse, but I wouldn't do that. And then it got too deep, so I walked down.
Did you have to come down to town for
groceries?
Supplies?
Oh, yeah. I'd walk down pretty every day. Well, it got deep, couldn't do nothing. I'd walk down nearly every day.
That's one way to keep warm.
It used to take about, I used to figure about 40 minutes to walk up.
40 minutes. Did you go up and down the road, or was there a shortcut?
No, I was snowshoes on.
Snowshoes on the road?
Yeah, on the road. Yeah, I was stuck to the road and thought I might meet somebody. Never did, though. Well, once in a while, I didn't see somebody, but not very often. We didn't ski much some days. And,
okay, so.
Well, nowadays that wouldn't be a bad place to live up there. You got all these vehicles.
You can go anywhere with them.
Yeah.
Well, I guess a few people have tried it, but not many.
There's two people tried it. Yeah.
Christopher Wran didn't he spend a year up there?
Well, he spent some time over what they call Squatter's Rights over in Bear Mountain. Or Sage Ravine over there.
Was that just in the summertime?
Well, it got real cold. He left again.
You think it's colder up there than it is here at your house?
Well, the temperature don't go as low as the rule.
But the wind does.
The wind, wind.
Yeah.
And there's no field school up there. Oh, I don't know if they get back sometime. That wind feels pretty cold up there.
Yeah, the wind is really wet.
We get that wind chill factor up there.
Yeah. Okay, now coming over to to Clark Hill Road or Lion's Head Road or Bunker Hill Road. Do you remember the two farms that were there?
Yeah.
And Henry's, that's the Erickson farm. That was Henry Clark, that was before the Ericksons took it over. And that was, what, was the dairy farm even then?
Yeah, it was a place. And then, see, he didn't own that land on the
left. Are you comfortable there, sir?
He didn't own that land on the left-hand side of the road going up. Will Frank. That belongs to Silly.
Oh, I see. But now it belongs to the Ericksons.
He sold, Ericksons sold to Silly.
Vice versa. Okay. And so that was an active farm then?
Yeah.
Dairy. Yeah. Even in the early 20th century?
Yeah, very early.
It has some good cropland too.
There wasn't too bad cropland up there.
Was that mainly for feed that they use it for? Or did they?
They must have started just. I don't know how they really made a living. I don't know. They would sell milk better, maybe sell beef, cow once in a while, things like that. And Bert, he had a lot of sheep up there. He raised a lot of sheep up back where you were.
That's William Clark?
Bert Clark, that was Bill's son.
Oh, William Clark's son is Bert.
Yeah.
Albert, or what, do you know the full name?
Well, I always call him Bert.
Okay, Bert Clark. What? And he farmed. Did you know William Clark, or he had already died?
He's already died.
Okay, and now.
He got killed, I think, down here in the forest on his feet on a fair, where they had a fair.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Horse went away and another thing on the cavity or something.
Huh. And his son, what, continued the farm up there?
Yeah.
What, and then they sold it off to Mount Riga people?
Sold it off. One person, I guess. Well, there's a people named Jones lived there for a while.
Now, where was the house?
Right about the same spot.
As Elsie's house?
Yeah, right about the same spot.
Then Bernetti. But what happened to the house? You say in the same spot. Was it taken down or burned down or? Somebody told me that Elsie's house, that was a new house built on an old site.
I think they did tear down or something.
But in the same place.
Well, Bernetti's went up there, I think they rebuilt it. People by the name of Tom Bernetti. His family moved up there. They cut ties and stuff all side, the whole side of the mountain. They had quite a few horses. And
that was all pretty open then, at that time?
Oh, yeah, one time there was lots of pretty well open.
Say, up by the cabin back toward us, was that
was all open.
And where our house is, was that pasture? Or was that some
that,
of that?
That was pasture up there, I
believe. You know, by the road, where the road goes up to the cabin, there's hardly any stone. I've dug a few holes in there, and there's no stone.
Well, it's pretty good soil up there.
So, you said that was pasture. That wasn't cropland.
No, well, this side of it was cropland.
Well, this side of the cabin was cropland.
Yeah. And then there's a lot over across, way over towards Mountain Brook. There's a flat spot out in there.
What? Where you dug that hole for the house that Frank was going to move?
Yeah.
That field, or?
Over further yet than that. Up, there's a flat piece up in there. Well, on the left-hand side of the trail. There's a lot there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. It's sort of the remains of a gate, or at least it's a hole in the stone wall there.
Yeah. The father cradled oats or wheat there.
Oh, really? So that was cropland.
That was cropland there.
Huh. Yeah, I think that's Martha McCabe.
Yeah, that's Martha's piece of land.
Yeah.
I tell Mr. McCabe about it one day, about the thing. I said, I was going to build a house. I said, that's why I want to build it.
Yeah, it's really nice. So it's channeled.
About 1 or 3 or 4 days later,
he bought it.
He bought it. Oh, he had bought it? Yeah, he bought it from the corporation that time.
Oh. I see. Well, yeah, he had the ability to do that.
Yeah. It's a wonderful place to have a...
Okay, now I have to... Where are my questions?
The corporate, or that nice fellow, Don Juan, I got into all that stuff up in there too. See, when the company got old and didn't have money enough to pay the taxes and things. And these people had money to...
Yeah, they bought in. The Warners ended up owning that place. Yeah.
Well, probably say, like up out of the mountains. Well, that's the only way they got that land. Taxes. People couldn't afford the taxes, they move off. They make some wrong state of taxes. By the town was hired up, they'd sell the taxes for whatever they get, their land. And
yeah, so they really ended up controlling. I think he's the one who, or one of the Warners, sold off all these tenant houses.
Phil.
I think Jim Lampson.
When they got the going out of business, I guess they.
Okay, so you really didn't, you went up onto the mountain in 1938, thereabouts.
37.
How long did you stay up there?
43.
Through 1943.
Yeah.
Did you end up in the war?
That's what I come off for.
I see.
I didn't get in the war, but I come off. Well, yeah.
Now, just up near our place on the, I have this survey map of Frank's. Okay, here's Frank's house down here. Then Elsie's house. And there's where the haystack tower is. You said the old road. The old road came.
Yeah, because it was about right along
came
in here.
Right
like
in
that.
There, and to the barn. And the barn. There was a barn right
barn
there.
Barn right there where that brush pile is.
Yeah. What other buildings were up there?
Well, of course, then they had big barns in here.
Oh, and behind Elsie's house there was a barn.
Big cow barn there.
I see.
Right in here, someplace there's a ice house along in there. Where does Elsie's Lane go down?
Well, it goes down. I guess that the area where you were digging that foundation hole is beyond Elsie's Lane, but it goes beyond. It goes beyond this corner. Some of Frank's lines don't have any. They don't relate to stone walls or anything like that. So I don't know how he drew some of these. But and this is. The little steel house that that's sort of at the boundary.
See, originally, there's a big rock, that big rocker. Originally,
yeah.
It's way down in my cab. Elsie's cab.
Oh, really?
Then he bought built the Heller's place. And the next thing I knew, I was digging over for the haystack. Elsie came out here digging on my land. We dig down her land.
Well, I think that she's concerned that because that's on the other side of the road there, that it may well be. What do you remember about the big old rock here?
I don't know. Played on it a lot.
You played on it. I think you mentioned, you said that they found an arrowhead up there or something?
I thought, where did that rock? Right along it, down about it through here, there's a sheep path up from a lot there, right? On the arrowhead there.
Any other ancient sign or that you've heard about or anything like that?
No, I never heard too much about old Whitehead up there. Oh, I see one of those devil's lanterns out there one night.
What's that? Oh, the ones that the
guy gas?
The tale that we've heard about.
That kind of spooked me a little bit for a minute. I don't know about the
earth. Now, what was that? Did you call it a devil's lantern?
Yeah, that was lantern. Some kind of a gas runs over water. Swampy land.
Yeah, methane gas. And it somehow got lit?
It must be. So I was up there cooling. I was up, I was 15, 16, I walked through there, and I see this light down in the woods, and the bushmills down there. Cool down. So I stood there and waited, and I just went back and forth a little bit, and all of a sudden, yeah, went off from here up to the top bunker further. He goes, quick as that. Because he wondered. He just said, what the hell are you running like that for? So I go up there a little while, back and forth a little bit, and all of a sudden back down to come again. About the same thing.
Now, what kind of a light did it look like?
Well, just it looked like a flashlight or something like that. You know, it didn't fool no distance or anything. It was like a...
Like a bright candle?
Yeah, a bright candle or something. About that big around, I'd say it was.
How close were you to it?
Well, I was up in that road a year ago. I would say, the one from down Plains Head.
Yeah.
And that was down where the pond is.
Oh, it was down by the pond. Right up in there, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. And...
I didn't stick around much last night. I got home.
But you think it's just a natural phenomenon?
Oh, well. I got home and I told my father about it. He said, I saw one once down in the swamp down here on the mountain road.
I suppose you really would, you'd have to be out at... It probably would happen at any time of the day or night. It's just that you wouldn't
see it
in the daytime.
That kind of made my hair.
Yeah.
I could back with it a little bit.
Along by, let's see, somewhere I saw another one of the old maps, I saw a reference to an iron pit out, maybe it was toward Erickson's. Is there anything up along this ridge up behind you?
No, there's one this way, is what's called Scoville Orbit.
You think the Scoville Orbit's the closest one?
Yeah, I think it's the closest.
Okay, well, I know where that is.
There's three or four of them. Guys up there looking, he come out up back here healthy. He said, I found a big iron thing up there. He said, where about you find it? He said, right up there on the hill right there. I said, what did it look like? He said, no, nice little spot. He said, all leveled off.
Oh,
and
the charcoal pit. Do you remember any of the charcoal pits? Were they still working when you were a boy?
No. Well, they give that up. Yeah.
So, but they were all still open.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, there are a lot of them up there. It's amazing. And the roads seem to connect them.
Oh, the old road, you mean?
Yeah, the old
road. I'd like to draw stuff down off the road for the fair horses. I've seen some of them. I found one last year or something over the water and trough. I don't know how the heck I ever went down there, but I got out on this point. And, you know, I stayed down the road just like that. They just cold bottom just like that.
Yeah, well, I've seen, they're on all very steep slopes.
Yeah.
Some of them, I found one this winter way up on the side of Lion's Head, way up.
Yeah, oh yeah, they're way up in there.
Yeah.
Up above your house, there's a couple of them up in there.
Oh yeah.
With great deer.
Yeah,
They've been down there, do they?
Up in the that lot up toward the trail, I think.
They've been down up there yet, do they?
I've seen them move through there. I haven't seen many beds.
I used to get them up. They go up on a high part up there. Not the highest part, but next, right down below, there's another high spot. I can look down off, and I used to get me one once in a while down there. So I creep up, look off down, he's way in there, and I'd shoot him.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's a nice, easy place to get him, too. He'd die right out of the hill there.
Yeah. Nice to have gravity to help you get him downhill. And down this way, this line that roughly goes along, there's an extension of what Frank called Brinsmaid Lane or Lion's Head Road that goes past Elsie's house, and then it forms the Atwood boundary, or what was the Erickson boundary. It goes way out, and it's and in places there's stone walls, not uniformly, but there's a...
He's out there quite a way. I was way down to your pond.
Way past the pond.
Yeah.
See? This is a map of the... it's basically a map of Mount Rigan. It's a much bigger map. It goes out that way, and I just...
Well, you know, there used to be another lot way up, half a mile beyond your place. You know, the Lord... Fox Bluff Lions Head, and then the one turn to the left is down the Keepers.
Right, yeah.
There's a lot there. There's a good sized lot there.
What kind of a lot? You mean an open lot?
Open lot. I was open lot.
Yeah, I can believe that just by looking at the vegetation in there. Yeah. And it's flat and there's some stone walls around it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, that was open.
Yeah, that's where we go out skiing sometimes. But this lot, see, this is Bunker Hill Road along here, and it continues. This line was set in around 1740, and it's been the same line ever since.
Yeah, that's changed that at all.
Yeah.
This is way over to Harvey's here?
Yeah, Harvey's West Line.
Yeah.
And this goes way up to the top of the, it goes pretty far up the ridge.
Yeah.
And up here, there's a mark that says stones by side of a high point, a high peak. I think that's right up. You know any old markers right up near the top of Lion's Head?
Mm. Yeah, I don't think so. I might as well have paid no attention to them.
Well, it's...
Another one of those things where they had 99 there at least.
Yeah.